Today is Friday, October 15th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I was absent yesterday. I feel like I need a note. I feel like I need a doctor's note when I miss a show. I mean, I wasn't sick, so I guess that doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really apply. But I feel like, you know, it's like I need an excuse from my parents. It's when you miss school, you know, or when you miss work or something. But I will explain. And it's so sweet of my listeners because, you know, there are some listeners that'll go on Twitter at a certain hour and say, oh, where's my Geeky Gay podcast? You know, I mean, some of them, Kathy Bacon always says, she always says, I don't have anything to fall asleep to. That's kind of a backhanded compliment. It's like, oh, I really enjoy your show. I can't get to sleep without it. But anyway, so it's really kind of you guys that reach out on Twitter and say, where were you? You know, what are you? Are you alive? What are you doing? Because a lot of us podcasters. So those of you who are just peripheral listeners or listeners who are kind of on the edge, Fatty would call them like lurkers, you know, who may not be in the inner sphere. And by the way, we're not clicky. You can, any of us Pride 48 podcasters, you can reach out to us on Twitter. You can email us. You know, we're all very approachable people. But for those of you who prefer to just listen and maintain your status as a listener, you may not be aware, but a lot of us, the way we keep, we're those of us who are friends, and I'm friends with a lot of the Pride 48 members. And sometimes the way we keep up with each other is by listening to each other's podcasts. And so this is not really a show. This is just a way for Kathy Bacon to know that I'm alive. So, you know, people will reach out and be like, are you still alive? Are you sick? Are you, you know, did you go to the hospital? Like, what's up with you? You always do a show 5 days a week. And anyway, it's very sweet. But so I appreciate, but I did say, oh, I'll let everyone know on Twitter, you know, or I'll let you guys know on my next show. And I said, I plan on doing a show on Saturday. And then Baron Frosty said, oh, Peanut, just take care of yourself. Don't worry. But it depends. But if I have time, I like to maintain the whole 5 days a week because, A, I literally say 5 days a week at the beginning of the show. And if I switch and I stop doing 5 days a week, then I feel like I have to change my intro. But I'm not very creative. Like if I went to doing 3 days, I mean, not that I'm not changing my number of days, but I felt like if, you know, if I start missing days frequently and I don't do 5 days, I feel like a fraud if I'm saying 5 days a week, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, the reason I missed though, and I there was nothing really to catch you guys up on for the week. I've, you know, I had orchestra rehearsal Wednesday. It went really well. You know, nothing to report. We played a song that I really enjoy. And I'm playing first part on it, which is always cool. Because that's the most fun part to play. Sometimes second or third is fun. If you like harmonizing, it's kind of like if you're a singer. You know, being a soprano or a tenor, if you're a guy, can be fun if you have a lot of high notes. I mean, depending on if you're good at singing high notes, same for an instrument. If you're good at playing, they can be very impactful and fun to play. And first part is not always about the high notes, but generally it is higher. But it can also be fun to play second or third, because if you think about it in the context of singing, alto, for instance, if you're a female, you have alto and soprano and alto, and you'll have soprano one and soprano two, and then alto one and alto two. And if you're singing those parts that are lower, you're harmonizing with the other singers, and that can be fun. If you enjoy listening to vocal groups that, you know, like a cappella groups, like now I'm going to forget the name of it, but they're the really famous one. That's that I can't remember the name of, but you know, those lower parts actually are crucial for the harmonies. And sometimes that's fun. So sometimes it's fun to, you know, play second or third part, but I also really enjoy first. And most trumpet players really enjoy playing first part as loud as possible. And, this particular song is fun. It's very pretty. I prefer melodic, slower, prettier. Think of like a Adele song, like a power ballad. That's what I prefer, playing first on. The really fast, like poppy or whatever, or jazzy, or, I don't know, even like the fast stuff. I don't need to play first on that. It's not, I like to play pretty, melodic, beautiful, rich, you know, really meaty stuff. Hard to describe. But anyway, so orchestra went well. We're playing that piece on Sunday, and there's a violin solo. It really features the orchestra a lot. So that was a lot of fun. But my mom had orthoscopic, say that three times. She had orthoscopic knee surgery. But it ended up not really being a surgery. So what they were doing, and I'm no doctor, so, you know, but take this for what it's worth, which is not much. But what she described to me is that she's been having a lot of knee problems, and there, depending on how much damage there was, there is some kind of, I want to say some sort of filler or some sort of thing they can do to remediate some of this pain that she's having. They can fill the area that has lost cartilage or bone or something. I don't know. I'm probably getting this completely wrong, but there's a simpler surgery they can do, and they do it orthoscopically, I believe, or they go in with a camera and then they can go in with another piece and do whatever they need to do. And so the goal of this surgery was to go in, and I believe they, if they could, they were going to do that simpler procedure. And so they're like, well, we can't really see what's going on, and so we won't know fully until we go in, but if it's not too much damage, we can go ahead and patch you up, basically. You know, it's like a flat tire. You know, if you just have a little hole, we'll just patch you up with this filler that we've got. Again, not a doctor, probably get it completely wrong. But if we find too much damage, there's a chance that we won't be able to do anything. And then we'll just have to sew you up and close you up and, you know, talk about a more extensive surgery. And so yesterday was her surgery, air quotes. And so she calls me about 10:30, and I actually forgot. I mean, it was a simple procedure. It's not like she was dying. I know, whatever. But I forgot that she was having it done on Thursday. I knew it was this week, but I forgot it was going to be Thursday. And so she calls me, and she sounds very out of it. Hey, son. I can't even do it. But just very, like, druggy, right? And she says, I had my surgery, but they couldn't do anything because there was way too much damage to my knee, and they need to do a full knee replacement, which I guess means they have to open up the whole knee, and they can't do it orthoscopically. And Mark asked me, well, what do they replace it with? And I said, I don't know, like plastic, titanium, I'm not really sure, something. He said, do they have to get a transplant? Like, does someone have to die and they remove their knee? I said, I don't think so. I think it's some man-made material that they put in there, like a hip transplant, I think, or a hip replacement. I think that, you know, like for hip, I think that it's titanium or pewter, or I don't know. Who knows what it is? Maybe they melt down old, out-of-use pennies. I'm not really sure, but I think it's some man-made material. But he asked me, I'm like, well, I'm not a doctor, but I think it's metal or something. And anyway, so she said, yeah, they got in there and there was just too much damage and they're going to have to do a full knee replacement. And so we're going to have to schedule that. They couldn't do it. So anyway, but she said, hey, your stepdad has to go out and do, he has to do some work in the afternoon, and I just would like someone to be around the house. And so would you mind coming over and just being here? You can work from here or whatever. And so bottom line is I needed to go be there with my mom and I couldn't record the episode. And it was pretty boring. She was laying in bed. She was fine, but she was laying in bed. And so I just like if she needed a glass of tea or, you know, whatever. And I was working. But it ended up that he didn't get back from doing his work until later. And then Mark and I had to do our walking and our, and then it was dinner time. There was just like no time. There was no time to record a show. But I'm fine. I literally ran out of time because I was taking care of my mom. And I thought, you know, it's fine. I can either miss a day or I can do it, you know, make it up on the weekend, whatever. But I'm good. Nothing wrong with me. I actually had to go over there again today because my stepdad, he's 72, but he was running in some sort of race. He's been training for it for a while. And it's some senior Olympics sort of thing. And they're having it in Little Rock. And so he had to drive, which is about 3 hours away. He had to drive there. And so I needed to go and sit with my mom. My aunt came over, but she lives a couple of hours away. And so I needed to go over today. So I sat with my mom again today and worked for about 4 hours while I was waiting on my aunt to get to town. So that's the reason. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll probably talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.